This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Bob Marley was Irish.
Oh, is this Bob Marley?
Yeah, it is.
Good song.
Potheads.
Nah, this came on my workout playlist the other day, and I was like,
oh yeah,
what? And then I was like, wow. Feel that bounce right now you got.
I bet it did. Working out the thumb and the booger finger with a joint in it.
No boy. Who's going to make a pinner?
A pinner.
You got to be look like you're getting ready to insert the tongue right there. That's how big it should be.
Hey, man, you got a roach clip I can bump?
Was there ever, I know there was like, you know, the Deadhead Matt Man, Cowboy Matt Man. Was there ever Rasta Matt Man?
Oh, wow.
That was basically what Deadhead Matt Man was.
Matthew.
That was shortly after the cowboy phase.
Why are you wearing a toboggan that's got red and green on it?
That was after. Oh boy.
Yeah. Just like it reminds me of the 90s, going to camp, San Luis Obispo, and all of the.
You smell like a skunk.
I remember the year after I graduated high school, me and two of my friends, which will remain nameless. This shows you the trends. So I. Cowboy Matt, graduated Cowboy Matt.
Rasta Man.
And then Deadhead Summer. And then I remember going to one of our high school basketball games as they were playing Eastside. And it was the rivalry. And this is after I graduated. And then I remember walking by a mirror on the way in and looking at myself and saying,
what are we doing?
Like, I looked like I was an extra in the California Dreaming video with Tupac and Dr. Dre. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, I wasn't wearing the bandana on the front of my head, like, tied up in the front like Tupac would, but, like, it definitely had that early...
Dude, obviously, I won't say any names, but there's one of your high school buddies. If I ever meet, I'm like, dude... Why can't we say your name? Because all the cool stories you're in.
I know.
Like, wouldn't you want people to know?
He was there for all of them. All of the big ones.
He even snuck up on you during an intimate situation. That's what I want to ask.
That was the one I think he took issue with. Imagine you're happily married, and all of a sudden I come on and tell a story from college days and causes you issues at home 25 years later. That's not good.
That's not fair. Good.
It's messed up.
That's what I have to... Should have told myself from day one just to make up fake names, you know, like my friend Tony and Billy.
Billy, and, Barry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, other Gibbs brothers.
Yeah, all the McCalkiners. The Tudics. You went to school with a couple of Tudics, right?
Four ball.
Yeah, Holden. I think you went with Holden.
Yeah.
Many others.
Okay. There's no rhyme or reason with this other than it was a fun idea that we started playing around with on Friday's show, and much to your surprise, we remembered. Because we even choked in the promo, if we remember to do this.
Yes. We're about to save you a lot of money.
We are, because it's...
Was that from this?
What it's what from what?
The map that we were doing.
I don't know what you got there.
Oh, okay.
I am going to need a map because I need a refresher.
Well, so I assume that you all have Google on your computers.
Oh, yeah. If they paid the bill, I got it.
And you can just find the states. I want to go in order of least to favorite. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I don't want to start with the places I want to go. I want to start off and just go ahead and get the ones out of the way that, in my mind, got nothing for me. Because it's like, hey, if you got a free, now, let's not say free, because, I mean, I'd about go anywhere that if it's a like a free air, like even in some of these states, like, okay, it's going to be out in the middle of the wilderness or whatever, and I get a free place just to hang out for a week, I might go. So let's just say you're just not interested in going.
Just you turn it down, just not going.
Right.
Wouldn't do it.
Okay. My number one, actually, ladies first.
Oh, yeah.
Fat boy, what do you say? No, Paige, you want to go first? Or is that being, am I being a chauvinist by allowing you to go first?
Oh. Well,
that's true. You're setting back the lid.
I know. I'm setting it back. Like, should I just take the reins and say, I'm going first? Or is that where you would say, bitch, ladies first?
Yeah, I mean, I would not want to go. I mean, can we talk about me driving through the country and seeing what I've seen and where I don't ever.
She's been a lot of places.
You don't really want to. I don't ever want to go to Arkansas ever again.
Oh, okay. So and you've been there.
There's and nothing wrong with it. It's just I was driving in a truck with no air conditioning.
See, now that's on. That's not on them. That's on you.
And I remember just stopping at a road, and I said, I never want to come back here again. This is horrible. I'm throwing up because was so hot. I don't ever want to go back there.
So a couple bad experiences, and they take the heat for it. That's interesting. That's like a different thought process of it.
Texas, I don't want to go back there again, even though there's nice places. I remember just having just nothing but oil pumps, you know, the, whatever you call those things. That's all you see for miles and miles and miles.
Make you horny?
No. I wanted to get somewhere as a child. I remember that about Texas.
Oh, come on. This is not going quite the way I thought it would.
No, these are terrible places that I don't ever want to go back. But I, you know, as an adult, when I drove through Texas, I wanted to stop and actually have Tex-Mex and eat in Texas.
Oh, okay.
I would have just went with the Tex.
Didn't happen.
So then again, like a couple bad experiences.
Yeah, but I feel bad for the first one, though, because you just got, like, sick throwing up driving through there.
God, it was horrible.
That's like, yeah, we don't learn our lesson, though. Like, I'll go to restaurants I know is going to tear my stomach up, but I still will go there.
Like, the one place tried to kill you three times, right?
Oh, boy. That ain't no bull crap, dude. That was like,
I can't believe it.
That was misery from great food.
I know, like, you're going to suffer.
The third time, I was like, I'm not going here again. I'm getting legit food poisoning.
But the food is so good. And it's not going to hit you until after you finish it, right?
Yes. I have no desire to go to Rhode Island. I've looked it up. I see nothing there that wants to. They got what looks to be a pretty good little zoo. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, come on.
It's a very beautiful state.
For what? To do what? To go right around looking at the leaves changing colors?
He knows. He's been around the country.
He's worked. He's fixed every hot tub on the East Coast.
You're an outdoorsman. It'd be perfect for you. Hiking. They got all stuff like that. The foliage. Providence.
But there's other states where I need day and night attractions. That's why Myrtle Beach was so awesome before it became.
Among other reasons.
Yeah, but there was daytime activities and then nighttime activities.
But
and
like
then,
the
it was so good back in the day.
The New England foliage, man, is
it's beautiful.
It's like the most popular in the world, right?
Mm. It's nothing for me. I mean, you don't have to hate on my picks.
Okay. I'll try to talk you into it too. I'm not going to say the one I said last week because, you know.
That was Norris. That was the city.
It was New Mexico. But that's not the one I want to say now.
Okay.
If you offered me like an all expenses to the nicest hotel in the biggest city of this state, I still wouldn't go. And that is Nebraska.
Nebraska's shortly up my list as well.
What the hell is in Nebraska?
Well, I didn't know this. Clearly, I'm the only one that put a lot of prep into this segment. Nebraska has a Chimney Rock that looks eerily like our Chimney Rock. Like, what the hell?
But like,
Chimney Rock.
College World Series, that's the only event they ever have. And Omaha, like, yeah, you got to.
I'm with you on it, man.
I like being wedged in between two bigger cities. I feel like when you're kind of out on the limb and you're like there's nothing else around.
Why'd you live in Easley so long?
I will smack the hell out of you if I get up.
Well, but like, I'm you good know, then. Like if you, you ain't getting up for nothing.
Like
you're when I went to fire alarm.
When I went to Tampa, I'm like, okay, Tampa's nice, but like there's nothing else around for a while, so you're kind of stuck with whatever's here.
Yeah,
it's like you don't really have a whole lot of options. Omaha, what are you gonna do in Omaha?
Hold on, let me see where I put Omaha on my list. Omaha, oh, they might be higher than you. Than I realize.
So you want to go?
Did I skip one or something? Did how? Oh,
you want to go to Nebraska? Have fun.
I didn't say that.
You corn shucker.
What did you say again? What state?
Nebraska. Just said it like 3 seconds ago.
I know, dude, but I'm scrolling.
It's Nebraska
through.
Mountainous.
Yeah, we agreed on that. Yeah, that's the one with the chimney rock. Okay.
All right, knock it off the list.
I'm going to throw you another one right now, and this is going I'm going to it's going to cause me heat in the building.
Oh no, in the building?
Yeah. No desire to go to Iowa.
Oh, yeah, hang on now.
I don't. I mean, I don't need to see the Field of Dreams field.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Caitlin Clark's never there anymore.
What about the state? They got like one of the best state fairs like in the country.
So does the Upper South Carolina State have a great one.
They ain't what? As good as that one, though.
Oh, you don't know. You ain't never been.
What? I can't, you know, it's a lot of farmland and...
Yeah. Superman wasn't really born there.
He wasn't.
I don't really have the desire to
go
back
Missouri,
to,
right?
to Illinois.
I've never been, and I hear that Chicago's... This is just somebody that I know.
I was at the airport in Chicago.
Repeating that someone who I know that went there for work like 2-3 weeks ago, or maybe a month or so ago now, absolute trash is what I was told.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. You got to think, the older big cities, that's about the route they usually go. They rarely will stay grand forever. They're just kind of like.
What is a sanctuary city? It's one thing you got to look out
well,
for.
Well, maybe that's why that person said that. Now that I think
But I would hate for that to like influence the decision. Like Iowa, I could see Iowa. Not really a whole lot.
Nothing to do. I was going to throw Oregon at you, too.
Oh,
no,
really?
Oregon's pretty, some parts.
Describe like, the pretty you're talking. Well,
like
pretty.
You like hiking. But you hike all over Oregon.
But there's that's plenty pretty. Of other places that I would rather go do it, I think.
Over Oregon? That's a
yeah.
surprise.
Yeah.
Plus, you got a lot of, I guess, seaport, you know, cities you can hang out
and
at.
And I said the other day, I have no desire to go back to California, and then I forgot about Yosemite.
Yosemite's really
there.
Pretty.
Yeah.
You want to go there and hike around? Because
I want to go with Sam himself.
And the beach. There's beaches people. That are just stunning.
It snows out there in the summer months. Crazy.
Yeah, it was snowing.
A lot going on at Yosemite.
You guys not picking any places around the South? I mean, I've got some on the South that I don't...
I didn't really have the desire to go to Alabama ever again.
Oh, no. God.
I'm sorry.
What?
No.
You got the coast you can go down to? You can hang out in Shelby County? I mean, they got one of the biggest malls in the country in Hoover. The Galleria.
So you've traveled too much, like, on the roads and stuff. Like, you know all these little things. I'm doing this by memory and people that I know that have went and, like, movies.
Like, I got one on mine that's top of the list that I'll
like,
tell
no
you
one
later.
Said Jersey yet. I'll claim it right now. No desire.
You don't want to go to Jersey?
Every time I've been to New York, I stayed in Jersey and had no idea.
It's like a lot of New Yorkers that can't live in the city anymore. They'll go to Jersey City.
What is the draw for New Jersey now? I mean...
Nothing.
Nothing. No industry.
Dang.
It's I don't like, know.
I don't want to go anywhere.
I don't want to go to Detroit.
Hell no.
I mean, I can get robbed here if I wanted to.
Well, it's just
no
depressing.
Desire going
it would
there.
Be depressing. Go see where Rabbit was brought up on 8 Mile or whatever.
Yeah.
Go to Long Hardcore Pawn to see Les Gold.
I've got one that's, you know, on top of the... A lot of people's lists that I don't get.
Will you save it for when we come
I'll
back?
I'll save it for when we come back.
Okay, good. All right. More states we hate. Good morning, everyone.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, before we get back to doing the opposite of what most states' tourism board dollars do, we're telling you where we would not go on vacation in America. I love this text. Does it sound very united on there this morning? You know what?
What? Why?
I guess because we're saying certain states aren't good.
Oh, my God. Would you rather go find out and waste money?
We're saving you money, jerkwad. Now, real quick, before Fatboy makes his announcement about his, Paige, did you say Mississippi you would not want to go to? Was it Mississippi?
Mine was Alabama. But that's because I was a military kid and just being dragged to Alabama for something.
Yeah.
Mine is experiences there.
Yeah.
Mississippi, I would like to. I would like to go and. What little bit of history stuff is left, I'd like to go.
Do they have riverboats? Where is that?
I can gamble in Cherokee if I want to do that.
They got some in Mississippi.
Really cool.
I feel like the history you want to see in Mississippi might like be on display now. Prominently featured.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Which is odd.
What are you thinking? That I'm wanting to go look up racial history stuff?
Like, I don't know.
You'd be right. I'm kidding. Yeah. No,
I don't know what else in Mississippi it would be.
Do that. I'd like to go see where In the Heat of the Night was filmed. I would like to, it would be more of a it'd be more of like someone I know just went to, I sound stuffed up, I'm not.
Allergies.
Not no more.
So we know someone who just went to Washington and went to the Smithsonian. I'm like, God, I would love to.
Me too.
Such a nerdy little vacation, but I would love it so much.
Yeah, I've only been there once, and I didn't get to stop and do anything.
Like, my kid has been there, and I've never been. Like, when I was in school, we got to go to Carl Sandburg's house.
Yep,
and, where's the other thing? We got to go to Clemson, where the cow was clear. You could see through the cow.
Did you go to Thomas Wolfe's house?
I don't think. We didn't do any big ones. And then all of a sudden, like, we're going on a field trip. Where are you going? Smithsonian.
We never got to go on the big ones like that.
Like, well, you ain't getting a high school ring, just so you know.
The biggest one we got to do was Discovery Place in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Just watch your hair stand on end when you touch the static ball.
That's kind of fun.
Well, it wouldn't do it. Would it do our beards?
I hope so.
Yeah, there ain't none up here to make move much. All right, Fat Boy, where is it? Where would you not go?
If I had to pick one, like my number one, and this is a state a lot of people like to go to, and there's things to do, I've heard, but every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, it's always hot. It's probably going to suck and stink. And what would you do? And that is Arizona. Why would you ever go to Arizona?
Arizona is on my list.
It's pretty. The places that I've been.
Like what parts?
Flagstaff.
Like what does that mean, like pretty? Like there's no grass, right?
Well, you said you wanted to go to where? To see the foliage, you Martha Stewart ass.
I've been there. Like it's nice.
The desert is just, it's something just stunning.
What
is
that?
Hang on with the names,
mean,
buddy.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to like, you know, look, you could easily talk me out of not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know why I was trying to sell you on New England so much, though, but it is nice.
I don't like that because of what that guy that cheated on Reba did. Well, the lady from there. All right, Rhode Island, I don't care. I'm going to just knock a couple of these out. Rhode Island, you got nothing I care to come see or do there. West Virginia, I've been through there before. No care to go back.
Yeah.
Montana?
Surely, if anybody.
This is where I'm weird, or maybe I'm not. I look at, like I said earlier, the Grand Canyon. I would love to go there. But I want time to spend there and see it, and I want to do the river down the Colorado and all that stuff.
Snake.
But what do you do at nighttime? It doesn't seem like there's dick to do.
Nothing. I don't know. Yeah.
I think that's saying I want to go out and get crap hammer drunk every night.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I want a nightlife.
We talk about the club or like, I don't know what.
Or just whatever.
Like an Applebee's somewhere.
Go out to eat something good.
Is there a bar nearby you can look out into the, it's probably not good for insurance reasons, but you know, near the Grand Canyon? So
what all would you do at the Grand Canyon though?
I would.
Take a picture?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So I'd ride a strong donkey.
There's Hoover Dam.
Do they have a Clydesdale donkey I could ride?
So I don't know what they let you do. Would they let you tour it?
Yeah, but certain parts they don't. And
okay.
The certain parts is where I would love to go off course and check out.
Are there surprises maybe that like places you might want to go to that you never thought you would?
Let me look at my list here. One that I already said that one. I have no desire to go back to California except Yosemite. I would like to do that.
Yeah, I've never been to California.
So this is places that I've been and would go back to. I'd go back to Nevada. I'd go back to Vegas. I would go to Lake Tahoe. I'd go to freaking Red Rock. I don't care who's playing.
That's something to look at.
Yeah,
nice.
They say that is like, it does your soul good to go see a concert there. I don't know what that means, but I need some help.
Have you seen the video of the guy running Red Rocks, but he's running it backwards down? Like how you can run the benches or whatever?
Straight down?
Yeah, straight down. With running it backwards. Yes,
I would.
I've heard that was a nice place. I would check it out.
That's probably how they got the name Red Rocks. They were probably white for all these people. We got to bloody them up running down them.
So yeah. I've never been to Vegas, but I don't feel like I ever have to go now.
Well, I've been to Vegas, but like I did.
Like why would I go now?
I wouldn't go for the game. I hate gambling, in fact. I mean, I don't hate it, but I don't find much use into it. I've never had good experiences with it.
I heard Vegas is really family friendly now. Knew a guy that went and took his kids. It's like magic shows, the whole deal. They had a great time.
It's always kind of been that way, you know.
But the gamble and buffets, I mean, I could do that here.
Dude, I wonder if this is the person who, didn't we have somebody on recently from New Jersey?
Was it?
I don't know. Somebody just texts in and says, hey, I listen to you guys in New Jersey. Was recently on the show. Just wanted to let you know that our greatest vacation as a family was to Charleston, South Carolina. Wow. I mean,
yeah.
That's, again,
but what are you
the
doing
stuff now? You don't, that you take for granted. Like when we've always laughed and kind of joked, and when people say they came to Greenville on vacation and fell in love with it, I'm like,
yeah,
what'd you do when you were here?
In Charleston.
I've lived here and don't know stuff to do sometimes.
God, that's interesting. I would like somebody to sell us on what to do when you come here. Like, what do they tell people?
You have the mountains and the beach. It's perfect.
But if you're bringing kids, they ain't going to want to go hike.
And it's also 5 hours or four and a half hours to go from one to the other. It's not just like boom, boom.
Yeah, but you don't have to hike. You can go get a boat.
Like when you look up on travel.org, South Carolina attractions.
Go get a boat.
It says attractions, Myrtle Beach, Charleston Historic District in Hilton Head. So basically lower part of the state, nothing up here.
Yeah, like I thought about Charleston the other day because I haven't been in a while and I'm like, maybe I would go. But then I was thinking like, what do you go to the Battery, I guess, walk up and down King Street and maybe go to
Dolan Ghost Tour? Feel bad for using a rickshaw?
But then again, when we say, what would you do? Maybe these are only like 2 or 3 day trips. Like, what are we talking about? A whole week you're trying to pack full?
Oh, no.
I think going out to dinner and having fun.
But see, that's where the nightlife is important. In any vacation, you start to after you decide where you want to go and where you're going to stay, you're like, what restaurant's nearby?
I can see it like
it's
if you're single.
It's a big family argument.
Sure.
And then if a woman's involved, it's like, are there any outlets nearby? Is there a Yala Mall near Surfside?
Yala Mall.
Because we went to Savannah. That was my favorite place to go.
I feel like that one's a little overrated, right?
No.
I'll go back there 100 times. I love Savannah, Georgia.
Like to do what? Did they have the nightlife you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. It's very quaint. I like it.
I mean, generally, there's
a lot of history too.
River Street, and then I would go on the ghost tours at night. And then we go back by yourself and do our own drunken investigations. it was always fun.
I've always heard Minneapolis is a nice city to go to visit. Like a lot of people say it's a sleeper city. A lot of art up there, nice big parks. Mall of America, of course, but
now
site of the first Nitro ever. Well, but like a lot more to do than you would think.
Okay, I've been to Boston. I will not go back. Several people are texting me now places they've been.
Yeah, I feel like I gotta go back.
Oh, you didn't do any historical tour stuff. That's where
Revere's.
No Bunker Hill. Beach. I did end up on the Jewish the Holocaust Memorial, but I just found that one by
because it's right and it's like this pretty like artful piece. I took a picture in front of it smiling and did not realize what
oh my
I was.
Goodness.
I just thought it was like
I forgot about that.
That's a hand of God story. That's true. It's made out of glass. I mean, it's very very pretty. I was like, oh, look at this arty thing. Like the. Yeah, like in New York, there's that big stainless steel ball right there in front of the Met.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody just stands in front of it, and it's like, oh, there's a big old ball here. But then I think about like wherever the Leaning Tower of Pisa is. What else are you doing besides taking the picture of where you pretending you're holding it up?
You're doing.
What else are you doing?
I don't even think you can go in it, can you?
I would be scared to. I'd be afraid I'd knock it all the way down.
But I'm easily impressed, too. There's a McDonald's at the North Station at TD Garden. I'm like, oh, this is sweet. And they built it. It's been 10 years since I've been, and it's a lot nicer now. There's just more stuff to do. I feel like I didn't do it right.
Yeah. As you become older, though, you start to, like, at least me, like, you care more about, like, the historical crap. You know?
Yeah.
You just want to see, like, man, how the hell did they build this building in 1890? How? That's crazy. They don't build them like they used to.
God, I don't know what.
You have to pay them now. That's why.
And yeah, things really go away like the Georgia Guidestones or whatever they were.
I never got to see them.
Never did.
Where are they?
Where were they?
Well, like somebody kept them, right?
I mean, I don't think they just threw them away. I'd like to have a hunk of it.
Me too.
And like that went away.
See that?
Never investigated, right? As far as what happened and who did what.
You know, I didn't really follow it. Really, to see what happened. I know they had the video of the guy driving up and then running away and getting in his car, and then the thing blew up. But
God.
Usually those things get, when people do things like that, they're waiting for some kind of group to take credit for it. No one did.
Nope. Inside job, right.
I know Paige was not at work that day. So that or January 6th, 3 years ago. She was at work. All right, we'll take a break. We will come back.
Right in center.
And more Rise Guys right after this.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And we're back. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. All right, fat boy. Roll with it. You just said, I had to pull the move on you and say, oh, man, just say that when we come back. Because you said you were out of town over the weekend. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was. You ever take you've probably done this definitely more than me. It's like a spontaneous trip. You're like, you know what? Let's just go somewhere. Let's just drop it. And like,
I love that.
Even if it's a day or two, you're like, get out of town.
You just know? You and the missus?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Well, sandals.
It's nothing really.
Hedonism.
This is only a day trip, so it's nothing that far off.
Flip-flops.
No, we went to Atlanta, but.
World of Coke?
No. I think the reason why is, it might indicate a problem.
Did you go to the art museum? That'd be fun.
No, not the art museum. This is completely random. I was looking up.
Didn't involve the Ashes, did it?
No.
Okay.
I was looking up.
I was a Braves fan.
How to make a homemade pot pie. And as I was going down the rabbit hole, I'm like, who's got the best pot pie? Because it's hard to find. Like, you're either going to make it or you're going to get one in your freezer section. Nobody really has them.
You drive to Georgia for a pot pie?
I did. I drove to Atlanta to get
it. Weird. Bizarre. Chicken?
No other reason why. Other than
that was it.
And what was the name of the place that supposedly, is it a Paula Deen restaurant?
No, it's this little place in Roswell called Doodle Pies.
Doodle.
You people in Chattanooga, I'm telling you, you want to go check it out too, because it's not too far from you.
That's not bad. That's a quick drive down the back roads.
I'm like, there's no way this is like the best pot pie you can get. And they said it was. And they are deep. They're not really that big, but they're deep pot pies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to go get one, right? And it was, God, you get there, man. And it was like, you could pack it full with whatever you wanted. Like
what'd
brisket.
You put in your pot pie?
Beef brisket.
So like
put gravy,
old man-ish.
Gravy in it and on top of it with mashed potato, like a big mashed potato ball on it.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, oh my God, this is great.
I didn't know people still ate pot pies, honestly.
I didn't know there was a place that like was certified best in the South pot pies. I'm like, I don't
know
about it.
I can't believe you would get in the car and drive that far. But then again, for what it was for, I can.
Yeah.
Did you drive or did someone else
No,
drive
I drive. I don't go unless I'm driving.
Okay.
He's got to feel in control.
And that's not a thing of where like I decide when we leave, but I prefer my driving over others.
Yeah.
I really drive like an old man. I started, I'm like, if we're doing a food trip, we might as well pack something else in, right?
So you literally drove to what part again?
Roswell.
Roswell. Okay. You see any aliens?
No, but God, man, all those little like suburbs around Atlanta are always packed full of people.
Yeah.
And they all got shopping centers.
And you sat in traffic to drive down.
You ate the pot pie and then went back to Clemson.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm like, I don't really want to do anything else in town. We got a great pot pie, so let's just turn around and go. First off.
Are you in fear of being served papers by chance?
No, if I wanted to escape that, I'd move to North Carolina. We got a local place that's only open. It's called Hirschberger's Bakery in Fairplay.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I found out about this place too.
No, what do they serve? What's their specialty?
They're like donuts, mm-hmm. cinnamon buns, but they're only open like, you know, various like hours. You really got to get there and get there first.
Places like that give me anxiety to even think about.
Oh, it was so good.
Like there was a place, it's still there downtown Greenville, where people would, you know, you'd have to be a real fanatic, like a big biscuit head, to want to go there and wait outside for 2 hours to get a biscuit. By God, I did it one time, and
I haven't had that experience yet.
I mean, it was good and all, but I'm not a lion, not because of any kind of bouginess. I just don't like waiting in lines.
I don't either.
I use Open Table when I go to a nice restaurant. I hate not having reservations. I don't like waiting. I just hate it. Not that I'm too good, but it just.
Look, I'm not one of these people who are going to sit out and camp out at a restaurant mm-hmm. to get like one free sandwich a month.
No.
When like, they tell you it's free food for a year.
I usually like to go at the off hours and off time so you don't have to wait and you just get in, get out. And you know the food's better because the cook's not overstressed.
Like, I can't make it.
There's too many pot pies, man.
Too many pot pies.
There was a line out the door, so I had to wait a little bit.
God. But and you suckers. Heard about it and talked your wife into this.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go. Let's just go get one, you know? We'll go to the bakery first. That was great. Oh, my God. I got a fat spinny donut, man. It was massive.
A spinny donut?
They call it a twist, but it's a spinny, and it's huge. I couldn't eat it all. God, the donuts are thick.
So I thought we were on a good pace last couple weeks. You were talking about gymming, going to the gym, and...
You know,
now we're having pot pies and donuts.
He's going out of town for pot pies.
You know what somebody told me that kind of got in my head about it, and I probably didn't do it right?
What?
They're like, look, if you're going a couple weeks doing good, you got to shock the system. You got to take a day to eat bad to kind of reset your weight so your body's not getting used to.
I'm glad you're doing that.
Well, that's the thing. It lasted longer than a day.
Did you get constipated?
No. I can never have that problem. If anything, it made it more explosive.
Oh.
Thanks.
That's
Jesus.
Not always good either, though.
I mean, you'd think a Pollock stopped by the bathroom, you know, and decorated the commode.
God.
And it was just...
Jackson, what's up?
It was great food. I'm like, there are people that just tore.
And then you got in the car and drove home. Well, foodies, yes. I mean, that's I was a foodie before it had a name. Like I was. You just called me fat ass and stuff back then. Now I'd be a foodie. That was like...
Husky
and all this stuff.
Was there vegetables in the pot pie?
Like, yeah. All.
Oh, that's so good.
I love peas. But I could add in whatever I wanted to add in.
Oh.
So I put all kind of stuff in there, man. I'm like, give me a little extra beef. Double meat it for me, man, if you would.
Sprinkles? M&M's?
Well, I got a dessert pie, too. The apple pie just with a big...
And a donut?
God. Yeah. Well, the donut was breakfast. This is going to take a while to get there, you know.
Listen, I love her. I do. I love you. But I don't want to just do radio with you. I'm saying we got to keep him alive.
Well, I know.
Calm down.
Give me a butter IV. It should be good to go.
No, calm down.
No, I can't overeat it now. And I still get that thing mentally. When I eat something bad, I'm like, oh, no, what did I just do? But while I'm doing it, I'm like, man, it's you know how like some people are like alkies real bad or mm-hmm. big druggies and pill heads? That's how they get whatever that feeling is I get from food. And I'm like, God, this is so good.
See, that's you're rewarding yourself with that, which isn't that bad. You're not an emotional eater like I am with stuff.
No, it's just like taste. Like stuff will always taste good.
Like I won't eat any real food and I'll live on ice cream for a week.
I'm not an emotional eater, but I have cried on the toilet before.
Mine is just like, it's so bad. Like,
did you bring some Kleenex in here? Are we out of toilet paper? No, I'm crying again. This hurts.
Are you trying to do something else in the toilet?
Are you using the squatty potty? Yes, and I'm rocking back and forth. Still.
Oh, are you doing a reverse Blumpkin, sir, on the toilet?
Bring me some of the COVID gloves
in here. Sir, what are you doing?
I had a wrench. Okay?
I had to stop myself.
Bring me the channel locks with you.
Oh, God. I had to stop myself.
I'm crying.
Like, I don't want to eat this too fast. That's how great this is. Savor I want to. Yeah,
it'll help you eat less, though. That's the way it does me. If you take your time with it.
But if there's a crowd around, I kind of get like, not really nervous, but I feel like, you know, I'm kind of in people's way. I need to hurry up and get going. Like maybe somebody else is waiting to sit down because this place is packed.
Oh man!
And there weren't really a whole lot of seats. And I'm like, I'm already getting an apple pie and a brisket pie.
And
I can't eat them all. That yeah.
Donut.
Well, the donut was breakfast. You know, it's like a 2.5 hour drive. So.
But that was a one-off. You didn't go back and do that the next day, so that's good.
No, no.
You went sleepy on the drive home?
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a narcolepsy or anything, but I get random, like, doze-offs, even during the day. I told you that game I play on my phone is like a hypnotic game.
Candy Crush?
No, it's called Brickin' Balls.
Brickin' Balls.
Yeah, so you shoot this little ball, and you like it hits the bricks, but it looks like Pong. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth. And if I watch it, I'll start to doze off. That's why I dropped my phone on my nuts the other day on the couch and damn near killed myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Is my phone? Where's my phone at? It weighs so much.
Oh, it's very heavy.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
It's a 14 like a Pro Max. It's the heaviest iPhone they've ever made. And I dropped it on my nuts.
Wow.
At close range, too.
No wonder why you were sounding a little soprano.
And it didn't even wake me up at first. I'm like, didn't you get that pain? I'm like, oh,
you dropped it on there and then didn't feel it?
Because I was doing it. I was dozing. Like, and then when I kind of nodded off, I'm still holding the phone on the corner. And then it's like falls on the nuts. And I'm like, oh, then I got a delayed reaction.
Jesus. Did you go get that checked?
I don't know if that's part of being fat, though. I kind of chalk it up to being overweight.
What, just falling asleep at the drop of a hat? Yeah.
That's got to be right.
A lot of that, you get a lot of that whatever kind of dump. Not like number twos, but like some kind of sugar crash or some kind of
maybe that's what it was.
Carb crash or whatever. You eat a lot of fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, I try to mix it up. You know, I like peas a lot, other green beans. Try to always have a green in there.
Somebody told me the other day that I'm messing with myself to lose weight. And it's true that I am. Like, I don't think of it as pleasurable.
I should think of it that way.
But that's a hard thing to do. And it's also not, like, it puts you, food can be satisfying. Like, you work out, I'm going to work hard today. We're going to get steaks tonight or whatever. But, like, I look at it now of just, like, putting gas in my car. I don't get excited about that. I just get the gas and go on. And food I do the same way with now.
Somebody told me I need to be a grazer. So you wouldn't limit yourself on what you ate, just the portions. Yeah. Like you eat whatever you want.
I do that with fruit. I pre-cut it and put it in little Tupperware things. Yeah. And that way I don't have to eat the whole piece. I'll just have I'll finger the food.
Just a little here or there.
Eat half of it and save it.
I can't. Like I physically can't stop myself to eat half of it. It just like devours it. I don't take normal like bites too when I'm eating this stuff.
No, you don't.
Most Debbie cakes you get are going to be 2 bites. They just are. I'm talking about regular size, not like the Sphinx size, the big ones.
Yeah.
It's like regular.
You just ate a pack of Girl Scout cookies too. He's going to blow up in a minute.
Mm. Caramel Delights, I like those, like shortbreads. I've tried to avoid them like the plague for the past 2 weeks.
Shortbreads. I watched Raiders of the Lost Ark the other day. Paige.
Yeah.
That was a short round. Paige, what is up in the Plex? I was wondering.
We're going to talk about who may get Gene Hackman's estate.
Are there any other famous Hackmans? Any Hackmans? Any Genes?
It's like $80 million, so we'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I don't know of any other
Hackmans. How does he have $80 million?
Well, I mean, God, he's 95 years old.
He was real selective.
Yeah.
What he did, and he had big movies, but
not so much on his fast food choices.
He must be getting some back end points on these.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. There's no new revelations about that either, right? Like that's
no,
pretty much what happened.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. We'll get into that next in your Eyes Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.